Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from WWNN in beautiful Miami, Florida. I thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is heard in over 100 countries worldwide with hundreds of thousands of listeners, and I'm so happy you're here. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. I want to thank Freddie and all his wonderful staff for their help in producing today's show, because without their help, I couldn't be on the air. So I appreciate their help so much. All of my radio shows are supported by listener contributions. And if you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and just hit on one of the PayPal buttons. It's just $5 a month or $50 for a year. And I really appreciate your support. My website is outofthisworldradio.net. I have two other shows in Vienna, Austria, and in San Francisco. On Saturdays, I broadcast in San Francisco from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time, and as well in English, and then again from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. in both English and in Spanish. And then on Monday nights, I broadcast in Vienna, Austria, in German and in English, on Radio Soul International. All of my broadcast information is located on my website at outofthisworldradio.net. I'll be going to Peru later this year, and I'll be taking a small group of people with me. If you'd like to come, please visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. The cost is just $497, and I'm planning the trip now for September. We should have no problems going to Peru then. It's a beautiful place. I always visit Machu Picchu, which is a beautiful spiritual place high in the Andes Mountains, as well as Lake Titicaca. At the south end of Lake Titicaca, there's a spiritual place called a porthole, actually, to a Agartha in the hollow earth called Amaramuro. And last year I was there in January, about a year ago. And when we went there, we sat down in this rock chair, and the rock started literally turning to jello. And one of the people on my trip, my good friend Tom from New Jersey, was actually able to see through the rock into a garden to see the city there. While we were there, we were also greeted by a chorus of young children and young adults from Agartha who sang these beautiful songs to us. It was a very magical time, and I hope you can come. In addition to those places, we also go to a place called Paracas on the beautiful Peruvian coast, where there is an extraterrestrial museum of hybrid human ET skulls. It's a fascinating place, and of course, no trip to Peru would be complete without visiting the Nazca Lines, where many believe that ancient aliens actually landed there many thousands of years ago. In addition, I go to Mount Shasta several times a year. I'll be going to Mount Shasta again at the end of June, at the end of August for a week. If you'd like to go, please visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Mount Shasta is a very spiritual place. It's now ascending into the fifth dimension. And when we're there, many miracle healings actually do occur. I myself have firsthand knowledge of this because for many years I've had 20/50 blurry-eyed vision in my right eye. And year before last, the high priest and angels of Mount Shasta restored my eyesight to 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes. In addition, several years ago, they gave me a new heart. I've been working very hard all these years without taking many breaks. And they said, Ted, your heart's wearing out. How would you like a new heart? I said, sure. So they put a new heart in me and I feel fantastic. So I can't guarantee this will happen for everyone, but everyone going on the trip should be of a highest vibration. And I guarantee you'll have a time that's really out of this world. We also see many UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta and always encounter Sasquatch out there. They're a very benevolent, loving group of species, and they're there to help us. So if you like a trip that's out of this world, please visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. I'm continuing to raise money for clean food and water for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. If you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. The Hopi have been suffering from a lack of food due to the pandemic, and also too They don't have clean water on the Hopi Reservation. The water is contaminated by radiation and arsenic, with the result that Hopi men only live to about 44 years old and Hopi women live to about 54 years old. I found that unacceptable several years ago when I found out about it. So with the help of Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, Martha Choudris of the Natural Choice Network, and Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, we've been raising monies for the beautiful Hopi people, and they've been getting real help. So if you'd like more information, please visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. I also give readings and teach people how to talk to the other side. I'm a psychic and been working as a psychic for the last 26, 27 years. And if you're interested, if you'd like a reading, please go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and I'd be happy to give you a good reading. I want to tell everyone I'll be having my 7th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference here in Olympia, Washington on March 13th and 14th, 2021. The cost is just $25 for the weekend. There is some limited in-person attendance available, as well as, of course, it'll be available online. I'll have some famous people coming, including James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy, as well as many other wonderful people, including Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project. And I've got a list here. Alfred Weber, a famous lawyer from Canada, who was on a disclosure commission on UFOs back during the Jimmy Carter administration. Kyra Rocha, a wonderful alternative health doctor coming to us from the Bahamas. Emmanuel Eiter, who's a famous Hollywood French film producer, and many other people. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. One of the things, the vibration of planet Earth is rising, and with the higher vibrations comes love, actually. And I'll explain that in a minute. This is a 528 hertz tuning fork. And it represents the higher frequencies coming into the planet now. If you hit one of these 528 hertz tuning forks, which is the frequency of love, with one of these crystals from Mount Shasta, it's full of love and light, you spread love everywhere. So I'm going to hit it once, hit it twice, hit it one more time. And then actually you're listening to the frequency of love with this. If you'd like one of these, just visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. I also have these books available, the Message from Water from the beautiful Moto Peace Project. You can either visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com or write Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo. Her email is Hayashi, H-A-Y-A-S-H-I, at Hado, H-A-D-O, .com. I also have my book for sale. It's a book with messages from Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Robert F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, and Nostradamus on our beautiful, bright future. They came to me about 5 years ago and asked me to write a book with their messages, so I did. The book itself is just $20. It includes a free reading from yours truly, and the book also includes a copy of a 1963 New Zealand article on the assassination of President Kennedy. Now, what's interesting about this article is that it was actually published while President Kennedy was still alive. And you may ask, well, how did that happen? Well, some say it was a conspiracy regarding President Kennedy anyway, if you want more information, it's all in my book, and I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. If you'd like to order my book, you just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can order it there. As you know, before we go to my first segment, Fukushima is still a problem. It has tremendous amounts of radiation, so I've been asking everywhere around the planet, please join us in prayers to clean up the radiation at Fukushima. And so I'm asking everyone now to please send lots of love and light to Fukushima, because our prayers do have an effect. And just say after me, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. We'll do it two more times. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. And finally, one more time, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. In my next segment here, I'll be interviewing Michiko Hayashi of the beautiful Immortal Peace Project, and that'll be about 22 minutes, followed by a second segment by my good friend Carolyn White on neuro-linguistic programming. Dr. White has a PhD in the subject, and she's very good. And what the message is that as we start our ascension, it's good for everyone to think for themselves, listening to what perhaps others in the media say. And that includes myself. I hope you resonate with what I'm saying, but everyone is a powerful spiritual being. And I think it's important to know that you all have the discernment, and you should also have the ability to decide what the truth is for yourself. And that goes with the current pandemic. I know that there's a V coming out now for people that's being pushed by the government, but the V itself, the jab, if you will, has had a lot of problems. A lot of people have been dying from this. And so I want everyone to do their due diligence and get a second or third opinion before you consider taking any kind of jab or a V for this virus. Anyway, I hope you do enjoy today's show. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And if you'd like to donate, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, or you can go to my other website at outofthisworldreadings.com. My next segment will be a presentation by Michiko Hayashi of the beautiful Modal Peace Project, and she'll be going over the power of prayer, followed by my good friend, Dr. Carolyn White, on neuro-linguistic programming and how we should all find the truth within us for the ascension. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today, and I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Bye-bye, everyone. I hope you have a beautiful weekend and enjoy this show. Bye-bye. Hello, friends. I have a fantastic lady on my show today. Her name's Michiko Hayashi of the beautiful Immortal Peace Project, coming to us all the way from Tokyo, Japan. And Michiko's a specialist in sending love and light and love and gratitude around the planet. She's got some beautiful prayers she wants to share with us today. So, Michi, go ahead, please. Tell us a little bit about yourself briefly and your website, and then love to have you give some prayers out today.
Okay. Hi, everyone. And hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here today. Everyone, hello. And my name is Michiko Hayashi from Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. Emoto Peace Project is the nonprofit organization to distribute this children's book to all children on earth. Dr. Emoto started this project as a personal project in 2005 when he was invited to the United Nations and gave his keynote speech. And then at that time, a lot of people were having the water problem, water shortage, or mm-hmm. water pollution, mm-hmm. or domestic conflicts, mm-hmm. and many, many problems at that mm-hmm. time. And so people during that event or during that conference, people asked Dr. Emoto, what can we do to make the earth a peaceful place, learning from this message from water? Mm-hmm. So then at that time, Dr. Emoto said that if 10% of the whole world, the all people on earth, mm-hmm. at that time, 10% of the world population was 650 million. So he said he would make this children's book of message from water and distribute 650 million children's books to all children on earth, to children for free, so because they don't have money.
That was a lot of work.
I know, it was. Yeah. So that was the beginning of this project. And he made this book and then started to give to people around the world. And now this book is translated into 35 languages.
Wow.
And with everyone translated voluntarily. And I'm so grateful. And Dr. Emoto passed in 2014. And he asked me to continue with this important project to teach everyone about the message from water, that water is showing how powerful our consciousness is and how powerful the energy becomes when we all get together collectively. The energy amplifies. Mm-hmm. And he said to do the to teach children, mm-hmm, love and gratitude is the most important, because this is the water crystal, that water made from the word love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And now at the beginning it says we are about 80% water when we are born. Mm-hmm. We are about 70% water when we are an adult. Mm. Therefore, we are mostly water. On top of that, we are always surrounded by water. Mm. In the air, there's water, and in everything, there's water. And water, it's science now that water has memory and it carries all the information. And what is information is everything around water. Mm-hmm. So we are mostly water. Mm. So whatever we think, whatever we see, whatever we hear, mm-hmm, however we feel, the words we say, everything affects not only us, but environment around us. Mm. And that energy goes beyond time and space. Mm. So when he discovered through this research on water, mm, that when we collectively pray for to the water with, mm-hmm, bless the water with love and gratitude, then the energy amplifies. Whatever we focus on, the energy expands. Hmm. And the more and more people, that's why he said 10% of the population is so important to create a world peace. Hmm. Right now, everybody's going through a difficult, challenging time, mm-hmm, but rather than focusing on something challenging, but to stay in high spirit, happy, being grateful, and loving yourself and others, then that energy amplifies, expands. Mm-hmm. So the world will be with the high vibration, and the world will be a peaceful and harmonious place. Mm. So so he said... Are you okay, Ted?
Fine. Okay. Fine.
So Dr. Moto said that praying with more and more people is very important, because Professor Einstein's formula, E equals MC squared, is, well, in science, we learn that E as energy equals M mass times speed of light square. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Moto interpreted as energy equals mass, number of people, mm, times consciousness square.
So if you have more people, you have more powerful prayer. Is that right?
Exactly. With, wow, better consciousness, okay, better. Wonderful. Yeah. So that's why it's so important to get all the people together and pray, mm, to water, mm, all around the world. Not only just one place, because water communicates everywhere beyond time and space. So if we send our prayer to water everywhere all on this earth, then immediately it starts changing. Hmm. So,
wow.
So I would like to ask you all to pray with me. I will hit this 528 hertz tuning fork, which is love frequency. In this vibration, this frequency, 528 frequency, fixes all the problems at the DNA level, mm, also restores all the information. Mm. So let me send this love vibration and restore all the negative information. Now, I will say Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. So please repeat after me, okay? And let's pray together and put our heart into waters, all waters and earth, Mother Earth. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water, we're so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
And water, we love you so much.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water, we're so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Now, please close your eyes and visualize that the Mother Earth is wrapped in a golden, beautiful light. And please send lots of love and gratitude to the Mother Earth. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Dr. Mono proved that the power of prayer, you can also clean up like Biwa. He was able to clean up the water in this area mm-hmm. by meditating.
Yeah. Okay. And how it works is our consciousness, our prayer, our intention is really frequency, vibration, powerful vibration. So what he did was, at that time at Lake Biwa, mm-hmm. well, he was there before we had this big event of the water ceremony in, I think it was 2005 or six. Mm-hmm. At that time, we had scientists coming from other countries, Dr. Krotko from Russia, right. And Lynn McTaggart from England. Mm-hmm. And we did the experiment with Dr. Dean Radin in Noetic Science Institute. Yeah. Uh-huh. We had some other people. And what we did was we prayed with, at that time, I think we had about 500 people in the conference room and sent wow. the prayer to the Lake Biwa. And Dr. Krotokov had his own sensor device uh-huh. that he developed and that can measure the difference of the energy that affected the mm-hmm. environment and water. Mm-hmm. And he could show the difference before and after we sent the prayer. And it really proved how powerful our prayer can be and can change the water structure or water vibration, the vibration of the hado, of water. So we always, Dr. Emoto always said it was so important to keep doing this water prayer with more and more people to make it more effective. So this is really nice that people are now getting together here mm-hmm. to do this water prayer together with me. And thank you so much.
All right, Mitzi. Well, thank you so much. Could you give out your website again, please?
Yes, it's www.emoto, spelled Emoto, peaceproject.net. Emoto, Emoto, peaceproject.net.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
And people who are living outside Japan or outside the U.S. and in different languages, they can visit this website and go to picture book then there are many different languages and they can download the data for free of charge also.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, Michi, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Arigato. You do beautiful work. And donations are appreciated because you are a nonprofit children's charity and you survive off donations. So if you'd like to donate, please go.
Please come to this website. Thank you so much again for the donations, whoever can support us. It's for children, we are distributing for free of charge. And our goal is to give 650 million children's books. With everyone's help, I know that we can make it. Okay. It's emotopeaceproject.net.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Michi, for your beautiful work for making this planet a better place.
Thank you so much, Ted. Thank you very much, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Awakening to Ascension, Seven Elements of Mind Control. You are a powerful sovereign being of light and love. For you to ascend and consciously evolve, you need to reclaim your personal power. The challenge to many of us living in this three-dimensional world of polarity is that you are constantly barraged by those who want to take away your personal power. How, you may ask, is this accomplished? Brainwashing is a euphemism for mind control. Psychological techniques such as hypnosis, trance, neurolinguistic programming are designed to alter or control the human mind. These techniques, when employed for positive change and growth, can lead to powerful transformation and help individuals overcome destructive habits, phobias, and reduce pain, for example. By definition, brainwashing is 1. A forcible indoctrination to induce someone to give up basic political, social, or religious beliefs and attitudes and to accept contrasting regimented ideas. Or 2. It's persuasion by propaganda or salesmanship. Mind control is said to reduce its subject's ability to think critically or independently, to allow the introduction of new, unwanted thoughts and ideas into their minds, as well as to change their attitudes, values, and beliefs. Elements of mind control are observable transactions calculated to manipulate you to conform to a certain agenda. When you pay attention and start to notice these techniques, they are pervasive in all areas of modern life. As you recognize and understand these elements, you can be discerning and realize when the wool is being pulled over your eyes. Personal discernment helps you to protect yourself, your family, and your friends from believing untruths, and instead allows you to seek truth through independent thinking. So how do you find out what is true versus what is mind control? I'm going to present 7 core elements of mind control. Pay close attention to them and then decide, will I wake up or stay in my mass hypnosis? It's your choice. Please note that this is not a political statement. Rather, it's a wake-up call for you to take charge of what you absorb, buy, watch, hear, and believe. So then what is waking up? Waking up means you live your life by staying awake to what are objective truths and not yielding to imposed attitudes and beliefs. It means exercising free will to think and respond in ways that are in your best interest, for your highest good, and to not be manipulated into harmful attitudes and beliefs. It means staying in your personal power and being aware of your thoughts. Element number 1 is emotion. Invoking emotion and upset makes it easier to control you. As all hypnotists and hypnotherapists know, emotion bypasses critical thinking and reason, which makes you more amenable to suggestion. Manipulators of emotion specifically stir up worry, fear, anxiety, sadness, or anger to diminish free will and to control you. All emotions produce a physical reaction. When hypnosis is used for positive change, the hypnotist helps their client transcend these destructive emotions and shift to the life-affirming emotions such as contentment, love, laughter, and joy. Notice how you feel when you have a good belly laugh. Do you feel contented and happy? By contrast, fear, which promotes the fight or flight response, shunts blood to the extremities and initiates really tunnel vision. In this respect, the part of the brain responsible for logical thinking is essentially turned off, so you don't stop and think about running away from the tiger. You just do without question. Trauma-based mind control embeds the fear of something, for example, a germ, an economic destruction, or even death. The controllers know that trauma paralyzes critical thinking, and when paralyzed, you're more likely to passively obey. But wait! After the upset, you are told that Mighty Mouse, the very one who upset you, will come and save the day, so you will now be happy and healthy. The plan is successful if it evokes the Stockholm Syndrome, where a loss of freedom hypnotizes you to be loyal to the oppressor. Element number 2, repetition. Manipulators program you by repeating the story through words, phrases, and sensational tidbits. The idea is to make you a true believer by pounding away with repetition and buzz. Notice where and when you witness this repetition. Then notice if the ideas you think and spread are simply a programmed soundbite you are repeating. Ask yourself, says who? Is this true or is this mind control? A media campaign pounds away like a broken record in unending wall-to-wall calculated news reports, ads, public service announcements, talk shows, newspaper articles, and press conferences. It gets iconic media personalities to sell you on an idea. No room is permitted for counter-opinion, contrary evidence, or real discussions. Any opposing viewpoint is suppressed. And let's look at this at this compilation from YouTube of a variety of news reports from all over the United States.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about the trouble in trying to be responsible. One-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these
fake
stories
without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 The mainstream media is merely an illusion of reality. It explores a world that in many cases isn't real. In cases that resemble reality, viewers only get a limited perception of what's happening. Further to that, mainstream media doesn't necessarily seek to better humanity as a whole through the sharing of information. It simply seeks to reinforce the current major worldview. The moment you realize what mainstream media is designed for, the moment you can be free to choose whether you consume it or not. It's not designed to inform you, it's designed to program you within a specific perspective. This realization is inherently freeing. Remember, if a thought keeps pestering you, step back, be the witness, and tell yourself, "That's not my thought." Notice how you react, how you feel once you step back from this thought. Element number three, make you a victim. Manipulators want you to make you the victim of fill in the blank, society, racism, life, poverty, politics, religion, schools, the medical profession. Make your own list. The anti-victim emotion is courage to avoid this mass hypnosis of joining the ranks of victimhood. Believe in your ability to reason, investigate, and decide for yourself, and you will be a victor. Victimhood, by lumping you into a group, essentially erodes your humanity as a sovereign being of light and love. More and more imposed restrictions such as hide away, hide your face, keep your distance, step back, and only allowed regulated social situations are brainwashing you with sensational fear and anger, which leads to the fourth element of brainwashing, mind control, divide and conquer. When told you belong to an elite group different from another group, you choose which ones, a race, millionaires, college graduate, elitist, a political party, skin color, etc. This idea is to perpetuate a state where you are at odds and in conflict with the other group. You are taught to fear this other group, which makes you more vulnerable to mass hypnosis, divide and conquer. Divisive rhetoric from the media and politician drives a wedge between these groups. Notice today how much polarity there is. When you are told you are either with me or against me, fear kicks in because if you question being part of this elite group, you might be tossed out on your ear and punished. Humans tend to be social creatures, and the fear of not belonging can make you vulnerable to mass influence. That's the concept of the sheeple. Another technique in divide and conquer is to label anyone who questions authority as a conspiracy theorist. At a 1961 Harvard Medical School symposium, Donald Hebb reported that one factor in Russian brainwashing procedures was to concentrate on perceptual isolation to change attitudes. In other words, a perceptual solitary confinement, which I discussed in point 4 regarding social restrictions. So how then did all the wars of previous several hundred years occur? Divide and conquer. Element number 5, deflect and mental confusion. The deflection game plan accuses an opponent of doing exactly what their accuser is doing. It also brings up an historical story to deflect the truth. This can be extremely confusing, and hypnotherapists know that mental confusion evokes trance and susceptibility to suggestion. Edward Hunter, in his book Brainwashing, written in 1956, writes, "Brainwashing befogs the brain on a person, so he's seduced to accept what otherwise would be abhorrent. in order to prevent people from recognizing inherent evils in brainwashing. The Reds, or the Communists, pretend that mind control is only another name for something familiar and respected, such as education or reform. The mainstream media is adept at deflecting and causing mental confusion. The spin on this story of the death of a D.C. law enforcement officer demonstrates this brainwashing element. Read the headline from HuffPost, which was echoed by Forbes and a number of different news medias. And this headline makes it appear that this officer died as a result of the riot. Yet, when you read the article referenced here, this officer was off duty and apparently committed suicide. This is a conflation and one of the divisive and confusing tactics that the media uses. Sad that this individual was depth-stripped to take his life, and my heart goes out to his family. But we really have no idea why he did what he did. But to conflate this tragedy by dragging in the recent events in this article? Well, but by contrast, the New York Post stuck to reporting the facts in their headlines. Veteran Capitol cop reportedly commits suicide days after the D.C. riot. When my friend Susie Bowers compared these two headlines and stories, and she's a hypnotherapy colleague of mine, she commented to me, "This is a classic neurolinguistic programming technique, and it's disgusting. I hear it on the news all the time. They say some inflammatory thing that makes a specific individual look horrible. But by the end of the story, they change it into something else and retract the original storyline. This is bait and switch. And the problem is, our brains hear the first words that are sensationalized, and our brains tune out the rest, which is possibly has more truth in it. The media manipulates the masses this way, and this is why I will not watch the news any longer. It is complete and total brainwashing." Element number 6, mass hypnosis. Just as hypnosis can be used to enhance sports performance, eliminate nasty habits, and help with anxieties, it can also be used covertly for brainwashing. Covert hypnotic writing, speeches, and rhetoric can intentionally embed triggers to install a hypnotic suggestion. Many politicians, ad agents, and lawyers hone their skills via neurolinguistic programming, which employs hypnotic techniques. How many times have you zoned out when listening to a politician speak? That's the trance state. Remember the movie The Manchurian Candidate? In it, a sleeper mind control candidate was given a trigger command to kill. Are there real sleepers? I have it on good authority it is so. Research Sirhan Sirhan, who says he doesn't remember even having a gun when he reportedly shot RFK. Another movie, Men Who Stare at Goats, tell about how the CIA trains men to use hypnosis and mind power to kill goats. It may seem like a funny movie, yet there's a strong nugget of truth. Also, research MKUltra, a top-secret CIA project in which the agency conducted hundreds of clandestine experiments, sometimes on unwitting U.S. citizens, to assess the potential use of LSD and other drugs and techniques for mind control, information gathering, and psychological torture. Through Project MKUltra, which lasted from 1953 until about 1973, we really didn't see any details of this illicit program because in 1975, a congressional investigation into widespread illegal CIA activities finally unveiled it. And a colleague of mine, Phil Apuma, who is a certified hypnosis instructor and longtime teacher, relates that he learned mind control in the early 1970s from a teacher who was involved with the CIA. The CIA was researching and investigating her hypnosis techniques. She told his class that soon she grew not to trust the CIA and dropped out. Number 7, reinforcement. Are there continuing episodes that support the agenda story? Are cults, charities, and organizations formed to support the story and control the narrative? Follow the money. Who is supporting brainwashing information? Who is the Matrix? The organization behind that curtain, and what do they have to gain? Do the representatives really plan to do what is sold or what they're selling you? Or is there a hidden agenda? Do the representatives you seek walk the talk, or is it do what I say, not what I do? So here are some winning strategies to break free from the chains of mind control. Ask yourself, is the story true or is it a cover for inappropriate or illegal behavior? Explore the influence of propaganda, subliminal conditioning, genetic programming, and who is a paid crisis actor, expert, or influencer. An individual who is mind-controlled, when confronted with an alternative point of view, will respond by a personal attack. When asked about what specifically makes them think the way that they do, they will become defensive and/or cancel you out completely. This is an overload defensive response that I've seen in clients who have what I call programs running. Clinically, this is like mind control, as they have succumbed to a hypnotic programming. Individuals who are aware that they are sovereign beings and at choice rise above this type of mass hypnosis or brainwashing. The logical, critical thinking part of the brain disengages when you are subject to this type of programming, co-opting the thinking processes. When you confront people who have these programs running, the individuals who have been impacted with this type of mass hypnosis are incapable of developing and defending their positions and retreat when confronted. Your curious analysis will teach you the truth. The patterns of the aforementioned behavior make your assessment easier than actually finding Waldo. Where's Waldo? Just be brave enough to step aside with clarity and conviction. Trust your heart. We are in a spiritual battle for our souls now. As the planet, we are evolving from the solar plexus chakra to the heart chakra. As part of this path, we need to remember that the solar plexus's higher expression, the seat of the ego, which is the solar plexus, is discernment. Remember, you are a powerful sovereign being of light and love. Become aware, be informed, not indoctrinated. Blessings.